on this episode of Counting Cars.
Why do you guys want to redo an ambulance?
We do paranormal investigation. This is our mobile vehicle.
Are you guys like Ghostbusters?
Yes.
What kind of ink are you looking to get?
Well, it's normally not what you guys are used to working on.
Oh, okay.
I have a prosthetic limb.
Well, this is your leg.
Yes.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow, what would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Hello?
Yo, Danny, my brother, Shane.
Shane, what's happening, my man?
I got a girl down here, Elise.
Yeah?
She comes up to the project, but she just needs to get it off in your hands, you know?
It's a tattoo shop's your world, man. Why can't you guys just take care of her, man? What's up?
Trust me on this one.
All right, man. I'll see you in a minute. Shane's my tattoo shop manager, and I gotta say, it's pretty rare that Avery calls me in for something that he can't handle, so I'm hoping it ain't too crazy, because I got plenty on my plate over at Towns Customs. How you doing?
Danny, what's good, brother? All right, my man. So Elise is right here.
You're Elise?
I am.
How you doing, Elise?
Hi, good.
My name's Danny.
Pleasure.
Shane told me that you got some interesting project you want to talk about. So I'm sure they're going to hook you up. I mean, look at you. You got ink all over the place, the wings and the whole thing. I love it. You kind of got that goth-looking vibe going.
Yeah.
All right. You got good style.
Thanks.
So what kind of ink are you looking to get?
Well, it's normally not what you guys are used to working on.
Okay.
But it's fiberglass.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I have a prosthetic limb. My left limb was amputated.
Well, this is your leg.
Yes.
Wait, I'm trying to do the math here. If this is yours, but you're standing here with me, I'll be darned. I gotta say, Elise is way cool. And to call her strong, well, frankly, that's just an understatement. I don't know yet exactly what she wants, but I can tell you this, we have never done anything like this before. May I ask, what happened?
8 years ago, I was diagnosed with Haelandromic arthritis.
Okay.
And it's something that's very rare.
Okay.
So they had to amputate below the knee.
Really? Yeah. How you doing? I can't imagine what you're going through.
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I'm okay. I'm strong.
Yeah. You have, like, the best attitude on the planet. That's amazing. You are something else. Well, man, okay. You got me challenged here.
So here's another little challenge.
Tell me what you got.
Okay. Well, when I lost my limb, I had tattoos of my daughter's name in Chinese. Her name is Justice.
Okay.
I also had my son's name, Lucas, on my foot.
Okay.
So I'm missing a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if anything, I wish they would have took the other one.
Oh, my gosh. You're too funny. Okay. So besides the names, the rest of it is an open canvas.
You betcha.
Stick with your vibe, your gothic vibe you got going, and we can just go crazy. Let's make it outrageous.
That's right. If you're going to be looking at it, let's give them something to look at.
I like the way you think. We're going to make this way cool, Elise. This is going to be absolutely insane.
I'm stoked.
I am really excited about doing this project for Elise, but I got to say, man, this is something that we have never done before. It's definitely not a job for the tattoo shop, but I'm thinking Horny Mike and his airbrush is exactly what we need to make this leg a work of badass art. Well, I'm taking this with me. I'm taking my leg and I'm going.
You want to grab a bite to eat on the way?
That sounds good.
What kind of dinner are we talking about?
Steak?
I was thinking burger and fries, baby.
That sounds like lunch.
Yeah.
I at least need some mashed potatoes.
Maybe some pasta.
Some sweet feta cheese. Hey, dum-dum, move out of the way.
What?
You gonna move? We just gonna stare at each other?
Oh, my God. What are these folks doing? Come on, folks. I gotta go. I'm going this way. See, I'm going out this way. He's pointing.
Maybe they're from England.
Oh,
he's on the side of the road.
Hold on a second. Oh, my God. What are you guys doing?
We're here for Towns Customs. Customs have our ambulance done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Counts Customs is closed. All the way from Connecticut? Well, you know what? Why don't I have you guys just pull around and just pull in here? And that way I can talk to you.
Screwing up my dinner plans.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Take care of it, Kev.
Turn that off. Come with me. Anybody that knows me knows that if I miss a meal, there are serious repercussions. But if these people really drove from Connecticut, what am I going to do?
Why do you guys want to redo an ambulance?
Well, we do paranormal investigation, ghost hunters in layman terms. This is our mobile vehicle. This is our home away from home.
Are you guys like Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Do you guys have those special guns?
No, we do not.
No.
You might have to come over to my bus, get rid of the demons.
I think they just need to talk to you, forget the bus. But you're just doing it because you want to do it for yourselves?
No.
You think it would bring you more business?
No, not even business, because we don't charge. We do everything free of charge.
So if you want us to restore this, where does the money come from?
Well, I actually won $2 million in the Connecticut Powerball.
You guys won a lottery?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And you said, let's go to Counts Customs?
Why not?
I want to have this redone inside and out.
Have a new paint scheme put on here.
You mean put a paint scheme on here?
Right? Yeah.
I'm just apprehensive because my boss, Danny, I just don't think this is something that he would want to do. This is way too new, and it's just not his style. And he's not here to even look at it. I've known Danny a long time. He's into scary stuff like coffins and vampires and ghosts. But a 92 ambulance? I could be wrong, but I just don't see Danny getting excited for this project. Is there any way you guys could come back tomorrow?
No, we actually got a flight leaving tonight at 1.
We actually were planning to leave this here and then hop in a plane and going back
goodness.
Home. And then when it's ready, we'll come back out and pick it back up.
I mean, I personally would do it,
yep.
But I can't make that decision without him. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You anyways. Sorry. Thank you.
Shouldn't you ask him about the budget? I mean, they did win $2 billion. They got to have something to spend. They want to, come on,
good
man.
Good point. Hey, guys, let me ask you a question because I never asked you this.
Sure.
What is your budget to redo this?
$100,000.
Give me the keys. Forget Danny. I'm taking him out of the picture.
Really? Absolutely?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
listen, these people drove all the way across the country, and for $100,000, I'm going to make them love the idea.
Sounds like I got screwed on dinner. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Seriously, we're restoring a 92 ambulance. We don't do 92 anything. And now we're into it. We're in the deep.
What's even worse is the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. A few days ago, a couple of ghost hunters showed up with their 1992 ambulance, and there was no way I was taking this project in until I heard they had a $100,000 budget. Problem is now, it's time to tell the boss. You got this little project over here.
This?
Yep.
I'm confused.
This is a 92 ambulance that we brought in.
Why?
Well,
seriously, we're restoring a 92 ambulance. We don't do 92 anything. And now we're into it. We're into it deep.
Look at this right here. They have a ghost hunting permit.
What is a ghost hunting permit?
They hunt ghosts. This is a paranormal vehicle.
Why in the world would we take this in, man? Why? This ain't us. We don't do stuff like
this. The budget's $100,000.
You know, I've always wanted to do a 92 ambulance, man. 92 ambulance is the perfect vehicle to be in Counts Customs. I've been wanting to build a ghost hunting 92 ambulance for years.
And that's what I thought you would say.
I love this thing. It's beautiful. I'm seeing it. Good call, man.
There's a little bit of bad news.
What?
Well, see over here, this rocker? On both sides, they're real bad. And what's even worse is the floor.
Oh, yeah. This is rotted all the way up into the inner fender well, the way it comes into the cab. It's rotted all the way around where the engine cover seals to the engine.
Yep.
That's a ton of labor.
I admit it. I was blinded by the budget. And I got to tell you, if we find any more bad spots, we could get our butt kicked on this project. Good. My fellas showed up here.
Okay.
I called these guys over, give you some ideas on
Ryan, what they my brother, do. It is always so good to see you. What's up, Mike?
It's whatever. I'm here. What do you want?
Who's got any ideas on this one?
You know me. I'll throw some three-dimensional skulls on here.
Do you think they'd be cool with that, Kevin?
Absolutely.
We don't want to make it too trick-or-treat. You know, we could do, like, a graphic mist. It's kind of negative, you know?
Ooh,
it's kind of
like
cool
that.
And badass.
Yeah, yeah. So what about the inside, you guys?
Clouds.
Clouds?
Clouds.
Grandpa's not allowed to talk.
Yeah, man. I'll think about what we're going to do on the interior. But listen, you guys, in all seriousness, it's something I just got to tell you, cats. I don't know how aware that you guys are of the fact that we have a ghost in our shop. And we've had that for years.
Well, yeah. I've seen it. I've dealt with it.
I don't want to hear none of that silly talk.
It ain't silly talk, man.
I don't care what you say.
Ghosts
I know what
in
I've
our
seen.
Shop?
Absolutely.
And you had us working night shift?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I've seen it. Ryan's had encounters.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I know what I saw.
Get out of here.
I know what I saw.
You just did 22 hours straight.
No.
That's right. He was just delirious.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's what
too much paint in his system.
Too much paint.
Hey, I had witnesses.
He was buzzing.
I had witnesses. I know all the guys in the shop think I'm crazy about these ghosts, but I'm telling you, they're legit. One time I saw one in the paint shop. The other time I saw one in the mechanic shop. For real. You do not want to piss these ghosts off.
All right, so we've got a dang good budget. We've got some cool creative ideas, but the rust issues got to be fixed proper. And in all honesty, I do got to say that now that we spend a little time with it, I'm feeling it. I think it's pretty cool, man.
Are we done?
Good
can
job
I go back to
in?
Work?
Yeah, I suppose you can get back to work, man.
Danny's got me airbrushing this prosthetic leg. I have never done a prosthetic leg before, so I'm gonna have to really reach deep and get my inner tattoo artist going. Danny says, this girl is a badass, so I'm gonna have to give her the most badass prosthetic leg you can get.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
What?
Y'all lights flickering over here, man.
No. What are you talking about, lights
over there,
flickering?
Man? It's flickering, and it sounds like somebody walking on a roof.
Someone messing with you?
No, there ain't nobody over there.
So basically, you guys are just being little sissies because the lights are flickering.
No, man.
You guys hear a couple silly little ghost stories, and you're going to come over here and cry.
Are the little ladies a little scared? Need a hug?
You want to hold
somebody's hand?
The lights are flickering.
Hey.
There's creaking in the ceiling. Oh, no.
Hey, the ghost stories are true, man.
I don't want to hear anything about some silly little ghost stories anymore. I'm tired of hearing about it.
I'm telling you, I know what I saw.
You've been watching too much damn TV.
I don't even have TV. What are you talking about?
You've been watching too many videos.
See that?
Too much.
That moved.
That just moved.
It moved
from the
it's
where
the to
the there,
room.
Man.
Are you guys all just screwing me now?
I've been here with you the whole time.
Doesn't mean you didn't plan some out with them.
I'm telling you, that thing moved from there.
Hey! I told y'all, man.
Who did that?
The wind. No.
See?
I don't like when doors start slamming.
Somebody's in here.
Somebody's got to be playing. Man. There's no way they could have hit that fast. No way.
After you.
No, after you.
Hey, age before. Well, just shut up and go,
come
man.
Come on, man.
Don't touch it. They could be sitting in it still.
Are you kidding me? You think he's still sitting in it?
Chilling.
Come on, man.
Man,
I'm just telling you, it's been windy.
It's got to be.
Come on, man.
What's up, fellas?
Good joke.
Everybody okay?
Good joke.
Every now and then, I like to keep my guys on their toes. And what better way of doing that than to scare the ever-living crap out of them? Although, I do feel a little bit bad about almost giving Grandpa a heart attack.
Hey, warn me next time.
I didn't get scared at all.
Have a good night, y'all.
You guys are jerks.
You poor old man.
Jerks. Oh.
Sorry.
Let's unwrap this.
I feel like a Christmas present.
All right, here we go, darling.
Oh, my God. I don't know what...
Are you ready to see your vehicle?
Yes.
Here it is.
Oh, my God.
We are going crazy right now, turning this 1992 ambulance into a one-of-a-kind paranormal street machine for our ghost-hunting clients, Mike and Elizabeth. I cannot wait to see how this thing turns out. Meanwhile, today Elise is stopping by to pick up her prosthetic leg that I had Horny Mike do some crazy airbrush tattoo artwork style. It's a lot like her original leg used to be, and it's just the way Elise wants it to be now. The leg is just about done, and we got a special surprise for Elise as we put the finishing touches on. We wanted to make sure that we gave you the complete ink experience, even though we're here at Counts Customs and not Counts Tattoo.
I'm
so
excited.
Come with me to my spray booth over here, because today it's not a spray booth. Today it's a tattoo shop. Elise's personal tattoo shop. And we have our boy, Horny Mike.
Welcome to Counts Tattoo. I'll be your tattoo artist today, Horny Mike.
Mike, you're scaring me.
That's my sexiest look I could get. I don't know if it works for you, but.
It works.
This is your seat of the day.
Come on over. Make yourself at home. Chill out, relax. You've spent, obviously, a lot of time in the tattoo chair, so I know you know
I'm
the routine here.
Yeah. Makes me comfortable.
You got your routine here. Let's do the trade-off here. Usually the rest of the guys in the shop get really nervous when Mike puts on rubber gloves like this.
I can usually feel it quicker. Oh, there it goes.
You get it?
Yep.
Now, back in the chair.
Let's tattoo this up.
Now you gotta lay down, because we ain't letting you see anything. I'll make the noise.
The
feet means
suspense way too long.
Uh-huh.
Way too long.
Just trying to get the last touch.
Yep, nice finish job, man.
That's about it.
Let's go. Come on, let's do this.
Let's unwrap this.
I feel like a Christmas present.
You kind of are. All right, here we go, darling.
Oh my God.
Hmm? What's going on in there?
No. I don't know what. It's fabulous.
You get the coolest leg in the world, darling.
Definitely the sexiest bitchin' leg I've ever seen.
Don't make me cry. Trying to be a man here.
Oh, there's so much detail.
There's your boy's name, there's your girl's name.
Fully readable.
That's right.
I appreciate that. Uh-huh. Spelled right. Uh-huh. It's insane. It's off the hook. They've just went over the top with the prosthetic limb. It's so overwhelming. It's just like staring you in the face. You have so much to look at. It's so intricate. You just can't help but not stare at it.
From a distance, it almost makes it just, you know, you barely notice it's a prosthetic.
That's what we're going for.
We need to go show this off to the fellas in the shop.
Absolutely.
Man, I am thrilled that Elise loves her leg. Rolly, Kevin. You gotta check this gal out, man. I gotta say, this is a first for Counts Customs, but I'm really happy that we got to do something extra special for a really cool girl who's been through a whole lot.
Mike, you could have at least done some fingernail polish on her foot.
I don't know what color toenail polish you're wearing.
Typical Mike, he never really finishes the job. Today, we are bringing ghost hunters Mike and Elizabeth their paranormal street machine that we made out of a 1992 Ford ambulance. They're on the job nearby at an old mining town, so I figured this would be a great place to deliver their truck, and maybe we'll catch a ghost or two along the way. So I wanted to meet you guys out here in the Pioneer Saloon. How do you feel about this place?
It's perfect, you know, ripe, if you will, for investigation and paranormal activity.
Let me ask you another question.
Yes.
Are you ready to see your vehicle?
Yes. I think that's a done.
Yeah. All right, good, because it's time. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Here it is, ghosts. You guys got some ghosts around here.
Oh, sorry, that's bad.
Well, this was definitely a first for Counts Customs, a paranormal ambulance that needed all kinds of love. We gave this truck complete rust repair from front to back, including all new floors in the cab and all new rocker panels. And Ryan and Horny Mike did an insane paint job from front to back. 3D custom skulls on the rear doors. This rig is ready to roll across the country chasing ghosts wherever they can find them.
Lee, I'm shaking like a leaf.
Look at the back. What?
That is
cool. God,
that is
awesome.
That is freaking awesome.
Look at the skulls coming out.
Oh, my God.
Back.
Let's open up the back doors. Yeah. Check this out. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
All brand new upholstery. We did all hardwood flooring. All the benches redone. Brand new. Everything.
This is
phenomenal.
She's wicked cool.
I'm shaking now.
You guys need to go sit in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You got to see inside here.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that crazy or what?
Oh, my God. I love the seats. Oh, my God.
Door panels are done. Carpeting is done. Seats are done. Headliner's done. Everything is done.
Look at the She room. Is solid.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing. I mean, I can't even... It's beyond words.
The skulls, the artwork, the interior.
They went beyond anything that I ever imagined.
Your logo.
The logo just stands right out.
Awesome.
This is like Picasso on steroids right here, you know? I mean,
look how gorgeous this is.
I used to drive ambulance in the army, but that didn't look like this.
It's definitely a dream come true. Counts Customs did the most amazing job that anybody could ever do.
It just blows all expectations.
You guys had a $100,000 budget. We came in all done. $72,000.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Under budget. Well, spirits were definitely high at the shop this week. Elise, she wanted to remember her past with a new leg much like her original leg. And Mike and Elizabeth, man, they just want to go around and search for souls that have passed on. You know, people always want to remember the past, the memories, their friends, the good times. I'm thrilled to be able to do it. Everybody's happy?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
Awesome.
You have no idea.
Well, man, I say we go inside the Pioneer and celebrate.
I'm right behind you, boss.
Hey, you got some money left. You can get me a beer.